Hi, I'm Jim Lippard, longtime Arizona skeptic and atheist, and founder of the Phoenix Skeptics. Brad asked me to record a segment on science and skepticism for the Apostasy podcast, and I suggested creationist claims about Lucy's knee joint as a topic. Lucy is the most complete specimen of the species Australopithecus afarensis, discovered in Ethiopia in 1973 by Donald Johansson of the Institute for Human Origins. The Institute for Human Origins is now based at Arizona State University in Tempe, where you can see replicas of Lucy's bones. The originals are kept in the National Museum of Ethiopia. Before Johansson discovered Lucy, he discovered a knee joint of the same species about 2 to 3 kilometers away. He described both finds in detail in his book, Lucy, The Beginnings of Humankind, published in 1981, and in a series of articles in the April 1982 issue of the American Journal of Physical Anthropology. In both places, he clearly describes the knee joint as a separate find. In November 1986, when Johansson gave a lecture at the University of Missouri, someone asked the question, "How far away from Lucy did you find the knee?" Johansson answered, 60 to 70 meters lower in the strata and 2 to 3 kilometers away. This was a completely accurate answer and consistent with everything Johansson has reported. But Tom Willis, president of the Creation Science Association for Mid-America, who was present at the lecture, decided, without having reviewed anything that Johansson wrote, that he must have been deceptively claiming that the earlier knee joint find belonged to the same individual, Lucy, and was now admitting to his deception. He wrote an article in October 1987 in the Bible Science Newsletter in which he accused Johansson of fraud, and his claim was quickly picked up by more than a dozen other creationists who repeated it in publications and lectures. In 1989, I came across Willis's claim, repeated by Phoenix creationist Walter Brown. Brown, like Willis, wrote that Johansson had been fraudulently claiming that a knee joint from 2 to 3 kilometers away was part of Lucy's skeleton, and only admitted the truth in response to questioning at the University of Missouri lecture. I wrote to Johansson. He quickly replied with a letter pointing out that he had never claimed that the knee joint belonged to the individual Lucy, only to the same species, Australopithecus afarensis. So I started writing letters to creationists, pointing out that they were mistaken and explaining why. Of the 15 I've written to, only 4 replied to agree that they're mistaken and agreed to stop making the claim. 2 of those issued public corrections. 1 other didn't reply, but did issue a public correction. All the rest have either quietly stopped making the claim or have continued using it in public lectures, but have not bothered to issue any public corrections or clarifications. But Tom Willis wasn't quite done yet. He never admitted that he was wrong about the 1973 knee joint, but instead made new bogus accusations of impropriety against Johansson, pointing to a November 1985 National Geographic article. That article, not even written by Johansson, had a photo caption that used the name Lucy to refer to the species Australopithecus afarensis rather than the individual. The photo in question is not of the individual Lucy nor of the 1973 knee joint, but rather a knee from another Johansson find in Ethiopia known as the First Family Site. Willis claims that this is the stuff of the all-time greatest evolution fraud perpetrated by Johansson, with the National Geographic staff as either dupes or accomplices. I wrote an article about my attempts to get creationists to stop making this claim and correct their error in a FAQ on the Talk Origins website titled Lucy's Knee Joint, a Case Study in Creationists' Willingness to Admit Their Errors. And the record shows that most of them are not willing to do so, but instead are quite happy to allow falsehoods to continue to propagate. You can find all the details about the specific creationists who have made this claim and how they responded when the facts were pointed out to them in the FAQ, along with the texts of the letters from Donald Johansson. The Lucy's knee joint claim is listed as creationist claim CC003 in Mark Isaac's Index to Creationist Claims, which is also part of the Talk Origins website. It's also available as a book, The Counter Creationism Handbook, which collects virtually every major creationist argument and rebuttals in one place. Tom Willis went on to author the 1999 science standards for the state of Kansas that made that state the creationist laughingstock of America for a few years by removing evolution and cosmology from the science curriculum. They were put back with more reasonable standards again in early 2007. Tom Willis has recently gotten more press and been awarded a Robert O'Brien Award by Ed Brayton's Dispatches from the Culture Wars blog for a ridiculous essay he wrote, in which he claimed that evolutionists should not be allowed to vote and should in fact be violently expelled from the United States. He also claimed that evolution, when applied in a logically consistent manner, leads to both predatory capitalism and communism, and was the cause of both Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. He apparently does not know what a logically consistent manner means, since he thinks it can yield contradictory results. Well, that's all for this time. I look forward to contributing to future apostasy podcasts. In the meantime, if you're looking for accurate information to refute creationist claims, there are no better sources online than the Talk Origins website and the Associated Pandas Thumb blog, and the National Center for Science Education's website, where you can find back issues of articles from the Creation Evolution Journal and reports of the NCSE online.